time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and put on a bag and become a law man. Well, you've spent 17 long years nailing them and jailing them. You're a grizzled vet, and you're bitter. Well, you got three or four of them on capital offenses. They were sentenced to the electric chair. Murders, rapes, and they're still sitting there. You had hoped to be there on electrocution day, and they're still sitting there taking up space. So every now and then you go to death row, and you look at those maggots watching their TVs, sitting in their air-conditioned bunks. Sometimes you stand outside the cell, you look at one of them sleeping there, and you go, and your hot lungers. Your hot lungers through the bars. You stand there with a fresh pack of Camels. You say to one of the maggots in there, hey, how long has it been since you've had a fresh Camel, huh? You want one? As you offer him one from the pack. He comes to the bars to grab the Camels, and you reach in and grab by the drugs. And you...
I can't believe you're still here. You haven't been sent to the palace land. You... No, God, unbelievable there.
A couple of guards have to grab you and physically pull you away, saying, stop it. Stop it. We can't have you violating the prisoner's rights. Rights, rights. Talking about their rights. What about the rights of the maggots they killed? That were their rights. They say, look, we're not going to let you up here on death row anymore if you're going to start beating up the breeze. All right, I'm okay. I'm okay. So you stand outside the main set of bars that lead into death row and ride a Camel. They finally leave you alone. That's when you drop trow and make your bladder gladder on the floor. And the pool gets bigger and bigger. The stream goes from cell to cell, surrounding their metal bunks. And after you've just unloaded that six-pack you had on the way over, you take a lamp and you throw it in the middle of the window. Yeah! Yeah! You cook 'em!
Opening the bit vault. The bit.